Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, we are here for the Daily Juice Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on YouTube as well. If you want to watch this fun little 15-minute podcast that we do every single morning, thanks to our friends at BetMGM. Okay, so I just got back from the golf course. That's why the attire that you're seeing in the YouTube video. So last night wasn't good and I needed some golf therapy, and there's a nice little night course here in Vegas, little par three course. It's lit up that you can go play. And so my father-in-law and I kind of scooted out. I got the Bucks game right and that's it. We went 1-4 yesterday, and after four straight days of slow, small, incremental wins, we kind of flushed it all down the toilet with a 1-4 mark yesterday, and the parlay was a bad bet. Both teams lost. The Bruins and the Islanders both lost, so at least it wasn't one leg. I lost both legs of that parlay, so that was a bad half-unit loss. And then we had the Warriors, who were tight all the way. The under was the play. I chickened out. Should have been the play. Should have been back-to-back under plays. And it was 235, and I was waiting. I wanted to see the number tick up, but the number didn't tick up. And that concerned me a little bit. I was like, That it kind of stayed where it was. And I was like, okay, do the books know something? And so I got scared off of that, and I should have bet the under. Instead, I took the Warriors plus 1.5, and they lose by 5 against the Pelicans, which really does injure my ability for the Warriors to cash that 37 win ticket that I need. So now they got to get after it at home against OKC. They're at home now for 5 straight games, so hopefully they're going to be able to do some damage here. But that was a bad loss last night to the Pelicans. So we got that wrong. And then we got both player props wrong as well. And Lu Dort nowhere near it. Neither with Bam Adebayo, nowhere near it. So an 0-2 night on the player props, an 0-1 night in the NHL, and a 1-1 night for the NBA. So yeah, here we are, picking ourselves back up again and looking to get after it once again here today for the Daily Juice Podcast. It's what happens. I've got 3 plays for you guys coming up today. 2 in the NBA. Oh, no, sorry. 2 in the NHL and 1 in the NBA. That we'll get to here in just 1 second. I do want to tell you, though, about the giveaway that will happen this month for the month of May. I put it on the Discord channel yesterday. You can go in the Discord channel if you're in there, by the way, and it is below me, the link here on YouTube, or you can go to bettingpros.com/chat to get in. But you guys can see a picture. Go search Sports Talk Matt, and you will see a picture of the autographed Shaquille O'Neal Orlando Magic's jersey that we will be giving away coming up this month. All you have to do is leave us a review at for Apple or Stitcher podcasts, positive, negative, whatever. Take a screenshot of the review, drop it in, go to bettingpros.com/juice, drop it in into the little form, fill out real simple, and you are entered and you are good to go to potentially win a very cool piece of memorabilia. This is one of the ones that I would want. Okay. An autographed Shaq jersey is pretty darn cool, and that is the giveaway coming up for the month of May. So if you've been on the fence and you haven't given us a review yet, please, please go ahead and do that right now. And it not only gets you into that giveaway, it gets you into every other future giveaway as well. So it's just once. Do it once, and you are into our monthly giveaways, which are pretty darn cool, okay? I mean, an autographed Shaq jersey is pretty darn neat. That's a lot of fun, so I like that a lot. So do that for me, do that for you, and hopefully you'll win something either this month or in the future months, thanks to Betting Pros and the Daily Juice. Okay, so let's talk some hockey and let's talk some basketball. Let's start first in the NBA. And I've been pretty good in the NBA, which is a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I was texting with Dan Harris yesterday, and he said to me, remember when I told you to start betting the NBA because you didn't like betting on the NBA? Well, the numbers have been pretty good. I mean, going into last night, now obviously we didn't do well with the player props. We went 1-1, but I had been hitting 60% on the player props and 58.7% for the NBA. And I had hit 5 straight NBA bets going into last night. So we go 1-1. So now I've hit 6 of 7 NBA bets. So we're still at like 58% for NBA straight bets. So that's pretty good. And, you know, you couple that with player props, and we're at basically like 59% on my NBA bets, which is pretty decent. And then you couple that with the NHL, which has cooled off a little bit. We're still up, but not up very much. And I guess after last night, we're probably, I think we're up only like a couple of like 0.3 or 0.4 units on the year or something like that. But we're hitting at like 54% for the NHL. So we've come back down to earth a little bit, but NHL, NBA, both of them have been very good for us. It helps to couple and take off the sting of Major League Baseball, which has not been very good at all. But let's talk about Phoenix and Atlanta here for a second. And the total is 227 and a half. Okay. When you take a look at the totals against the over, the Phoenix Suns are 36 and 29 to the over. Atlanta is 32 and 34 to the over. On the road, Phoenix is 16 and 15 to the over. At home, Atlanta is 14 and 17 to the over. But over their last five games, Phoenix is 4 and 1 to the over and 7 and 3 to the over. Phoenix is playing very, very well right now and scoring a bunch. Atlanta, okay, 5 and 5 to the under. But in the last game against Portland at home, it was 236 and a half, and it went over by a half a point. Chicago, the total was 217 and a half, and that game went under in the previous home game. That was a little concerning there, but Philadelphia, the game before that, it went over by 6 points. But on the other side, the difference is for Phoenix. Phoenix, the total was 220 and a half against Cleveland, went to overtime. It went over by 31 and a half points. The game before that against Oklahoma City, the total was 221 and a half and went over by 21 and a half points. Game before that against Utah, it went over by 2 points. Three games in a row and five of the last six have gone over for the Phoenix Suns, including the two games previously on this road trip. I'm going to expect it to continue here, even though it's on a back-to-back. I'm going to expect Atlanta to do a lot of the heavy lifting here and for Atlanta to score a lot going into this game tonight and to put up a bunch of lines, a bunch of points tonight. And I think that will force Phoenix to have to score as well and put points in the basket a lot here tonight to get to the over. So I just, when you look at the matchup stats here against these two teams, Atlanta is scoring 112.7 points a game. That's 15th best for the Suns. They're scoring 114 points, 114.5. So really the number is like right there, 227 and a half. Both these teams just get to their average and the over should come in. Defensively, Atlanta is giving up 111 points a game. Phoenix giving up 108 points per game. So even though they don't play the fastest, they aren't the fastest paced team in terms of possessions per game. They are two teams that can shoot the basketball, can shoot threes, hit threes. I mean, shooting efficiency, the Phoenix Suns are fourth best in the NBA. They're second best in shooting percentage. They're second best in 2-point shooting percentage, and they're 11th best in 3-point percentage. On the other side for the Atlanta Hawks, they are 10th best in shooting efficiency. They are 12th best in 3-point percentage. They're 5th best in free throw percentage, 3rd best for Phoenix free throw percentage. So these teams take advantage of opportunities, put the ball in the basket, and they're not great defensively. Okay, they're okay, but they're not great defensively. So I do think both these teams are going to score tonight. I'm going over half a unit, 227 and a half for Phoenix and Atlanta for our one NBA play going on tonight. Two NHL plays to talk about. The first is a game on NBC Sports Network that will have everyone's attention. Okay. Tom Wilson is in this game. Tom Wilson was suspended for punching a player as they were down on the ice, punching their head into the ice, and then hurting a New York Ranger, including their best offensive player in Artie Panarin. And this is going to be a war on NBC. I would expect multiple power plays for both these teams. The Capitals have lost 4 of 7 to the Rangers this year, but they won the last game 6-3. The last three games have been 5-4, 5-2, 6-3. The total in this game is 6. Opened up at 5.5, quickly was bet to 6. I wish I had 5.5, but I don't. I have 6. I have 6 plus 105. I'm expecting power play goals in this game. I am expecting a very tight game referee wise. I expect Tom Wilson to be in at least one or two fights tonight. The Rangers are going after him. If you saw the statement that was released by the team about their deep disappointment that Tom Wilson was not suspended for the altercation in the game against the Rangers, this game is going to be high anxiety for both teams and the referees. The Capitals are 18-7-2 on the road. The Rangers are 14-10-3. I thought about putting the Rangers to win this game, but a part of me feels like they're going to be distracted and all they're going to do is go after Tom Wilson and go after this team and just want to fight the entire time. And the game, I think, gets away from them. I would expect at least one 5-on-3 for the Capitals. And given their firepower and their ability to score, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. So far this year, the over has hit in 4 of the 7 games, the over. So the over is 4-3. But the last 3 games, the over has hit, and I would expect the over to come in here again. The total is 6. You guys know how I feel about 6. It's a nice number. You can push if you get there. But I just think the Capitals could win this game. I think the Rangers might win this game, but I think we're going to see a ton of power plays. And that means, I think, some odd man rushes. And I think we're going to see a bunch of goals being put in here. And the game's on NBC Sports Network. So you know the NHL is not wanting to showcase a bunch of brawling fighters throughout the entire country on national TV. So referees are going to be on their P's and Q's. And I think we're going to see a boatload of power plays for both teams. Hopefully a bunch of power play goals, and we see the over come in here at 6. Capitals Rangers 6, over 6 at +105 for our second play of the night. And our third play of the night is kind of just a, well, this can't continue type of bet. The Vegas Golden Knights have lost 5 of 7 games to the Minnesota Wild, including when they were leading 5-3 in the third period in the last game 2 days ago, and they gave up 3 goals to Minnesota to lose the game 6-5. Max Pacioretty being out is a big deal, but this is a bunch of pissed off Golden Knights players that I think they come out flying in this game. I'm probably going to bet a over 1.5 first period for goals. The last game, I think there were 5 goals that were scored in the first period, but I think we're going to see a ton of goals early in this one. I expect Vegas to be really mad. I expect Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury to be in net. Robin Leonard was in net last time. I expect Fleury to be in net, and I expect this game is important to the Golden Knights. They need to win it to keep Colorado at bay. And Minnesota, for that matter. Minnesota is only 4 points back of Vegas in the West Division. You know, Vegas has lost 2 of 3, lost 3-0 to Arizona. They beat Arizona 3-2, and they lose 6-5 at Minnesota. They got to win this game. I mean, this is not good. And I expect them to be really flying tonight against the Minnesota Wild. I think the Vegas Golden Knights win this game on the money line. I got -121 on this. Vegas just to win. Don't hate a puck line play. If you want to add that, get a little frisky, but I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just taking Vegas to win the game at -121 here tonight against the Minnesota Wild. So those are our 3 plays. I will come back with player props again. I hit 6 player props in a row, and then I lost. Went 0-2, and then 2-0, and then 0-2. So I've been kind of a little crazy, but you know, 8-4 is not horrible for player props, and I'm hitting at about 60%. So I'm going to come back again with player props for you guys coming up tonight in the NBA. Hopefully, have a better night than I had last night. But the plays coming up here for tonight: Phoenix, Atlanta, over 227.5, half a unit. We're taking the Rangers and the Capitals. 6 goals, over 6 at +105, and Vegas money line at -121 against the Minnesota Wild here tonight. Just get a darn victory, Vegas, against the Minnesota Wild, who've been very good at home, 19-5-1 this year, but Vegas 17-9 on the road equally have been pretty good. But hopefully Vegas gets a big win here tonight against the Minnesota Wild. Those are the plays. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.